Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this episode, Brother Ricky Acosta continues to share with us regarding the matter of having fellowship with the Lord at a set time and in a set place.
Today, we'd like to continue our fellowship regarding this most important and practical topic of having personal fellowship with the Lord at a set time and in a set place. Last time, we touched upon a very important principle of giving the Lord the first place in all things. It's a very healthy practice that as soon as we wake up in the morning, we would turn our heart to the Lord by calling on Him and telling Him that we love Him and giving Him the ground in our heart for that day. This is a real honoring of the Lord, and it gives the Lord the ground to make His home a little bit more in our hearts that day. After this, it's good if we would set aside a few minutes to have fellowship with the Lord in His Word. During this time, not only can we enjoy the Lord's presence and feed on Him and have our spirit nourished, we can also be strengthened in order to flee all the youthful lusts. We can be strengthened to pursue the Lord during the rest of our day. On the other hand, you may not have realized, but having these few minutes is an enjoyment to the Lord also. The Lord likes to hear our voice in the morning. We see this in Psalm 5:3. So such a time can be a strengthening to us and also an enjoyment to the Lord. Today, we'd like to get into a very practical matter related to having this set time, set place fellowship. And this concerns our setting our mind on our spirit and quieting our inner being before the Lord so that we can have the good fellowship with Him. We have discovered, both in our own experience and in the experience of so many brothers and sisters of all ages, not just young people, that when we try to practice this matter of having the personal fellowship with the Lord, one of the greatest obstacles is the matter of wandering thoughts and an undisciplined mind. I'd like to read a couple of paragraphs from the book Lessons for New Believers. This is by Brother Witness Lee, and I'm reading it from chapter 22. He says, "A person who fellowships with God must learn to be quiet. Being quiet is not merely to be freed from the entanglements of outward matters, but also to let go of all the things that should not be in our mind, our thoughts. In other words, we need to quiet our mind. The mind is the most difficult part of a person's inner being to quiet. The young ones and the older ones have many thoughts in the morning when they rise. When a Christian desires to learn to fellowship with God, Satan will work very hard to inject many thoughts into his mind. Sometimes, Satan injects thoughts to bother his mind and disturb his inner being. Therefore, we first must learn the lesson of being quiet, so that we can have good fellowship with God." Have you ever experienced anything like this? That when you go to pray or to spend some time with the Lord, wandering thoughts suddenly come? We might have thoughts from the day before, of events that happened the night before, or even of some dreams that we had overnight. We might suddenly remember things that we had forgotten to take care of the day before. Maybe in the coming day, you have some tests that you need to prepare for, and suddenly the thought comes, or even anxiety over the test comes. It could also be that there's some special event later that day, or you're going to meet someone, and suddenly the thoughts of those events or persons comes to you, just as you're trying to have time with the Lord. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the flaming darts of the evil one. Satan injects thoughts into our mind in order to try to distract us from having the good fellowship with the Lord. Actually, It's because he fears that in having this kind of fellowship with the Lord, we will be strengthened to overcome him. In Romans 8:6, it says that the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. We need to practice setting our mind on our Spirit. And if in the middle of our fellowship with the Lord, our mind begins to wander, we need to practice how to bring our mind back and set it again on the Spirit. This is a kind of continual exercise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it talks about taking captive every thought. Verses 4 and 5 say, "For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds, as we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ." These verses talk about a warfare, and the warfare is being waged in our mind. Our mind plays a critical role in who wins this battle. Many of us have experienced that as we're having fellowship with the Lord, thoughts come up, they rise up against our knowing the Lord at that moment. We need to practice to take captive all these thoughts unto the obedience of Christ. Now, how do we deal with these distracting thoughts? The first thing is that we must realize that these thoughts are not our thoughts. These are actually Satan's thoughts that he tries to inject into our mind to interrupt and disturb our fellowship with the Lord. Therefore, since they are his thoughts, we do not need to confess when we find ourselves in that kind of wandering away situation. All we need to do is turn back. We need to return to the Lord in our spirit, and call on his name, and then just jump right back into the fellowship with the Lord in his word. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. You know, this word schemes can also be translated as plans or plots, but the root of this word is actually the word thoughts. So you could translate this verse, we are not ignorant of his thoughts, that is, of Satan's thoughts. As we are fellowshipping with the Lord, Satan, who is afraid of our fellowship with the Lord and tries to damage our fellowship with the Lord, he will try to inject his thoughts into us while we're having this time with the Lord. Therefore, as soon as we realize that we might be beginning to wander, we just need to return to the Lord in our spirit and call on him. We may even have to tell our mind, stop right there, and just turn back to the Lord, calling on him and telling him that we love him. Then we just need to proceed in our fellowship with the Lord by calling on him and by praying, by saying something to him, that he would strengthen us for that day, that he would be the helmet of salvation to us to keep our mind from wandering. Then we should pray over the word. The word will become the sword of the Spirit to slay those wandering thoughts. That's why it's a good practice to have some verses ready whenever we're going to spend time with the Lord. Then we don't waste any time looking for verses. It's good to have the verses there ready so that whenever we find that we've been distracted, we just return right to the point where we got distracted in the verse and continue to read or to pray. Another way to help us set our mind on our spirit is to sing. We can sing a hymn or a chorus. It may not be necessary to sing through an entire hymn. Maybe just singing one or two verses helps us to get into our spirit and to set our mind on our spirit. Then we can go to the Word and pray over His Word. The most important thing, brothers and sisters, is to practice. Every day, we should set aside a few minutes and just practice to have the personal fellowship with the Lord. I hope that this fellowship has helped you, and I'd like to leave you with the verse 6 and verse 7 of hymn 1193. Lord, we would our every thought be captured by the rich enjoyment in your word. In it we're supplied, our mind there will abide, till our thoughts are wholly sanctified. Let's keep practicing the application of this life by minding just the Son. Praise Him for the way to live by Him today. Lord, on you our minds will ever stay. May the Lord bless you in your daily practice of having fellowship with Him at a set time and in a set place. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.